Well, you're really pointing out the shell game that happens. So you have the executive branch creating these loopholes and exceptions and misusing national security and state secrets privileges in order to eliminate people's rights. Or you have the courts interpreting our rights and our protections out of existence. Or you have prosecutors who won't proceed to go against anyone who's accused of retaliating against the whistleblowers. And you have also the legislators who, the whistleblowers have been fortunate to get a lot of substantive protection, but a lot of times they pursue it for decades or they're not able to get it at all. So you just go from one branch of government to another trying to find reasonable relief and having it denied. Or perhaps you have one branch giving you protection and the other branch rendering it meaningless.